Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stone's bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And it's Labor Day 2017. Have a great visit with our... And if it's Labor Day, of course, Ken Davis is here, one of our resident historians in the Brain Trust. The Don't Know Much About series of books. I don't know. There's a dozen of those, plus all the other books that you can find at don'tknowmuch.com. The last book was called In the Shadow of Liberty, which is a fascinating work and a departure from some of the original work that he's done. And children's books. I like to tell people about your children's books, Ken, because I bought some of them myself to give to my grandsons, and they love them.
Oh, we had the Pilgrims and the 50 States and the Presidents. They're a lot of fun. And I've always tried to make history as fun and interesting and human as I always thought it was, and that's the way we have to talk about it. It's not dates and battles and speeches.
Exactly.
It's people.
People,
and,
real people.
When you make the human, make it a human story, it becomes a lot more interesting.
That's exactly right. So we're talking about, we talked about the history of Labor Day earlier. Let's move now to the present and the future, Ken. And Labor Day, or labor, the relationship between the people, as you say, and capitalism has changed. And in my opinion, this is nothing new. My audience knows this. In my opinion, the people who are in control of capitalism today are not in operating in capitalism's best interest. I believe capitalism is not perfect, but it's the best system, as someone else said. But we have to guard that. We have to protect the kind of capitalism that made America what it is today, not what it's becoming. I'm worried about this, Ken. What do you think?
I agree with you completely, of course, Jim. And without wanting to come off here like a left wing radical, 1% owns more than 90% of at the bottom. 1% owns, and we are the nation of 1%. And they write the laws, and they have the lobbyists, and that's the way business gets done. And I don't care who's in the Oval Office. That's the way the business of government works. They always teach back in sixth grade how a bill works and goes into the hopper. Well, bills are written, of course, by lobbyists these days, and we
that's
understand
right.
that. And that's why, as we were saying off air, during this tremendous financial mess now going back nearly 10 years, nobody went to jail for it.
Nobody got charged. Nobody was brought in for questioning. None of that. But here's the thing. People who may be tuning in new, they may think, what's the small business expert talk? What's the small business advocate? Why is he denouncing capitalism? Folks, I'm not denouncing capitalism. The point I'm making is, out here on Main Street, Ken, we don't begrudge anybody of success.
No,
we don't look at a billion. Nobody on Main Street who operates a small business on Main Street looks at a billionaire and begrudges them for that. We're not jealous of that. What we don't like is when they don't let us come and play in their backyard, when they manipulate things so that we are at a disadvantage beyond just being smaller.
And they're very good at talking the talk about,
I have research. I've conducted research on that.
We're in a complete agreement on that. And, of course, the other part of this specific to Labor Day, Jim, is that the bashing of unions has become part of our political conversation for the last 30 years. For a long time, union jobs created this country's dynamic economy.
I'm a product of a union household.
I am as well. When you talk about people who move up the ladder, my dad and I drove trucks, and my mom was a secretary who worked at night. I became a successful writer. It happens in this country because of opportunity. There's no question about it. But the fact is that the suppression and, of course, the loss of union jobs has really hit the middle class in this
country.
But
the unions have as much to – I'm an equal opportunity disser here on the show, as you know, Ken. The unions have done as much to create problems for themselves because
Absolutely.
Of the union because of the union leadership. It's all it all
they,
goes back
they were the
to the corruption
of their own
at
success.
The top. Yeah,
absolutely. My point was though that there used to be much more of a recognition in corporate America that the workers deserved a piece of the pie, and that piece of the pie has gotten slimmer and slimmer and slimmer, in part because I believe the voice of the unions has been so completely diminished,
right.
For good reasons or not.
Right. Well, the main thing that we've got to do in America is we've got to make capitalism work for everybody. And when you've got corporate America, when you've got Wall Street making money with money instead of making money by creating things, that's where we went off the rails, in my opinion. There's been very little fundamental. The fundamentals for where Wall Street is today, in my opinion, don't support the pricing that we have. I mean, a lot of people I know believe that there's a bubble right now. And when that bubble bursts, that's going to hurt small businesses on Main Street disproportionately who have not been able to take advantage of the run-up.
Of course, and a fascinating piece in the New York Times the other day related to this as well, because we talk so much about, you know, high-tech jobs. The high-tech industry, which creates so much of the wealth right now, creates very few jobs. Compared to you go back and look at the, you know, the Kodaks or the even the IBMs of an earlier generation, they were job generators, job engines. Technology is, for all its wonders in our lives, is generating and creating very few jobs.
I got to wrap it up. KennethCDavis.com, is that right? Also,
it's Kenneth C. Davis, is the Twitter handle.
Right.
Don't know much.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.